How did historic events affect your family and community? For example, what were some of your experiences during the Civil Rights Movement?
During the Civil Rights Movement, say for instance in 1955, that was when Rosa Parks, you've heard of her? Well, I was a senior in high school then. And that was when she sort of like said, hey, I'm tired, I'm gonna sit here. And they arrested her because she wouldn't go to the back of the bus. Back in the 40s, when I went to Oklahoma, when I was in the seventh grade, I went to Oklahoma for the summer, and I was going to stay there and go to school, but I couldn't because of all the segregation, and I refused to go to the back of the bus, and so therefore my grandparents wouldn't let me ride the bus then. Had to be in 1949 and 50. If we were walking home and we stopped at Newbury's, Newbury's was like a little drugstore. And guess what? I was probably doing it out of spite and doing it to be rebellious, and I really could have gotten in trouble. But I didn't know the severity of it all, because we'd walk into the drugstore and my cousins, they're all ordering from afar. And they're saying, we want a milkshake, or I want a soda. And I would sit at the counter. And I'd tell them I wanted an ice cream cone. And at that time, they could say that N-word just like it was my name. And my cousins would pull me up. Louise, come on, you know you can't sit there. I said, well, I'm not going to stay. I'm just waiting for my ice cream cone. But you couldn't even sit there for a minute. But it really wasn't that bad here in Portland. Everything here in Portland was sort of like underlined. There was lots of prejudice, like the home that I'm living in now. My parents bought that home in 1956. And at that time, when my mother and father, they were looking for a home, and you know, like you call the real estate company? Guess what? They accused my mother of trying to sound white. Mother would be talking to them on the phone, and they'd set up an appointment to go look at a home. The real estate guy would be there, and mother and my mother and father, they'd get out of the car, and mother say, you know, she knew that's who it was because they were sitting in front of the house, and she'd go over to them, and they'd be surprised because they didn't know she was a Negro. And see, they could tell you at that time because they didn't have that fair housing law. We do not sell, rent, or anything to Negroes in this particular area. There were just certain areas that you could live in. And the real estate people, they knew that. So that was part of that civil rights movement also.